All right, so let's go through the 2018 pay-per-view schedule. This is really interesting, Dave. You noted this out to me just before we started this segment. WWE is reducing its pay-per-view schedule. Okay, it was 14. It's now 14 shows in 2018. It was 16 this year. So, like you said, a lot. Well, see, I guess not a lot, but more branded, multi-branded events, if you will.
Right.
Which will be good. The first one opening up is going to be January 28th to kick off the year. It'll be the Royal Rumble. Of course, it's a co-branded event in the Philadelphia,
Pennsylvania.
It's been that morning or night or even. What time is it? No, don't. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in the Wells Fargo Center. Royal Rumble. This will be good because a lot more characters have a chance to win it, I feel like, than in the years past.
Yeah. I think it'll be fun. I'm not sure whether you think they'll do a Royal Rumble that have both going against each other? I mean, it'll be smack competitive, or will they do a Rumble for Raw and a Rumble for SmackDown?
Actually,
I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good point.
I bet they combine them.
Not even a month later, the Elimination Chamber, that'll be a Raw branded event, will be in the Las Vegas. Now, by the way, Las Vegas is building a new football stadium for the soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders.
All right.
Be kind of interested to see if WWE can get some events there and do some outdoor events.
I bet they'll wind up doing a WrestleMania there in a couple of years.
March 11th, Fastlane. That'll be a SmackDown branded event in Columbus, Ohio. The venue has not been announced yet. Then the big daddy of them all, WrestleMania. It'll be number 34 in the 34th edition of WrestleMania, the wrestling Super Bowl of them all, if you will. April 8th, 2018. Once again, that is a Raw and SmackDown branded event. That will be in David's favorite place.
Crawfish Etouffee.
New Orleans, Louisiana, Mercedes-Benz Dome, Superdome. Not the Silver Dome, the Superdome. Remind you
that
all
was
that.
So funny. I'm sorry. I loved it when Hulk had that problem. That was awesome. And then The Rock and Stone Cold.
Boy, they ate that up, didn't they?
They did. That was awesome.
May 6th of 2018 will be a Raw branded event, Backlash in Newark, New Jersey. May 27th will be a SmackDown event, Payback in Baltimore, Maryland. Chicago, Illinois will host a Money in the Bank, but not just a SmackDown Money in the Bank. This will be co-branded.
Yeah.
Thank freaking goodness. We got it right this year.
Yeah,
holy cow. I love it. Again, that'll be in Chicago, Illinois. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Again, Pennsylvania getting the spotlight. Both cities, if you will. Battleground will host the Raw branded event. Or not Battleground. Yeah, Battleground will host the Raw branded event. July 15th of 2018. August 19th will be SummerSlam. It'll be co-branded, of course, in Brooklyn, New York. Inside that Brooklyn Arena, which is really nice.
That's a nice arena, but nothing says summer like New York City in the Bronx. SummerSlam. I just do another event there, that's fine, but why SummerSlam?
I don't know. Shouldn't Payback be in Salt Lake City, Utah after Gordon Hayward? Just saying.
It doesn't say summer to me.
Extreme Rules says September 16th of 2018, that'll be a Raw branded event, will be in San Antonio, Texas at the Alamo Dome. Hell in a Cell September 30th will be a SmackDown event, that'll be in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm actually excited about that. That can be good. Nashville, Tennessee, by the way. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Tables, ladders, chairs, October 21st 2018, Raw in the TD Garden of Boston, Massachusetts. So once again, Boston gets to host a pay-per-view. In fact, the last 5 years, Boston has hosted a pay-per-view.
Hey,
kind of interesting.
Crowd comes out.
Survivor Series will be a co-branded event, and it will, of course, be at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California, November 18th of 2018. And the final event of the year, again, Clash of Champions. It's a SmackDown event. San Jose, California. I don't know why. Don't ask. December 16th, 2018.
Well, because that's where the 49ers play. It's that big. They had a WrestleMania there in San Jose.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't.
It's the Bay Area, man. It's huge.
We need to get Gail Miller to host a WWE event in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, she is the owner, or the family of the owner of the Utah Jazz.
Nationwide on Saturday. Gail Miller is the owner, wonderful gal, by the way, of the Utah Jazz. We have hosted a WWE live event here at Vivint Smart Arena, but we need to host a pay-per-view event. And, so, and we have, I mean, they have the location down there. That place is growing. Gateway Center, which is a huge shopping mall, if you will be refurbished and redone. It's going to be fantastic. Salt Lake City needs to get an event done here.
Well, now you need to get to talk to Gail.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You've met her before.
Yeah, huh? I'll just I'll call her up on my phone and say, hey, Gail.
Well, let's call Scotty. Scotty knows.
Scotty G.
Yeah, so anyway.
He'll forget.
That would be pretty, you know.
Can't text Scotty.
February the 25th. Think Las Vegas.
He doesn't even email you back.
February the 25th, yeah. Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's only about an 8-hour drive from
mm-hmm.
here. But we have to go through mountains. And sometimes those mountains are nasty.
By speaking of nasty, Philadelphia fans are nasty. And the Royal Rumble there could be hilarious. The most entertaining part of that event could be the crowd.
That, honestly, that could be fun.
The best crowd I've ever heard was the Miami crowd after WrestleMania 29.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was great. The what they call the hangover crowd, if you will, because it's the Monday Raw crowd after a pay per view or after WrestleMania, and it's good. I think that's WrestleMania 29 might be one of the best.
And, so yeah, you know, this week on SmackDown they're doing this thing with Snickers right now, and I love me some Snickers. But they're doing a thing like this week, or a WWE history event, and this week they showed the Daniel Bryan Yes Movement takeover of Raw in Memphis, Tennessee, and my nephew Kelly Denton was there.
No way.
Yes, I actually texted him to make sure. And you know what? We ought to try to get him on the pod to talk about
that. I'd love to talk to Kelly.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do it the next pod. We'll have Kelly.
Kelly, be ready.
Yeah, he's a big wrestling fan. Huge. Well, he grew up with me as his influence. So, he's a big wrestling fan. We'll talk about that event. He was right there, and it made wrestling history with the Yes Movement takeover.
I love it. It's great stuff. All right, well, that's going to do it for us here for another episode of Turnbuckle Trash. Again, a special huge thanks out to Larry Jackson, to Geeks of the Industry, and to
MSR.
Yes.
Yes.
Who do an incredible job and help us out a lot. We appreciate the listeners, to all of you, for listening to us and listening to Dave, which I don't know why you do, but I'm glad you do. no, and by the way, can we fade out this podcast? Oh,
two quick things.
Yes.
I just saw it in my news. We've had Cody on Arrow. Remember, he's been twice on there. And this past week, I read that Goldberg is going to make a splash. I love that show. Goldberg, The Flash.
Garbage TV for garbage wrestlers. We love it.
And then John Cena is the voice of a new movie coming out, animated called Ferdinand the Bull. Be listening to the voice of Anthony Anderson and Katy Perry, the singer.
I love Katy Perry.
You would.
How would you would not?
What's that song we heard? That's my roar. I'm going to roar.
Okay, stop. Stop.
I'm roaring now.
Put your freaking arms down, you purple.
I'm roaring.
You're sick. You gross me out.
It's my roar.
As we fade out to another episode of Turnbuckle Trash, we do so to Christopher Robin's song, Return to Pooh Corner. You've been listening to an episode of Turnbuckle Trash. Dave Denton, Audrey Salison.
He said poo.
Good night, everybody.
So help me if you can. I've gotta get back to the house in Pooh Corner by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive.
And like Rabbit, Tigger, and Eeyore, they have no idea where he's gone, right? And so they go out and search for him. That is a sad show. When you actually understand and comprehend everything that's going on, that's a really sad show.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair,
woo! How dare you?
How
that
dare me?
Pork is where bacon
How
comes from.
Dare.
A polar bear takes care of his tummy by never forgetting to eat.
ROH NXT time. This is your time to not screw it up. Go ahead.
Well, quickly, NXT. I messed it up right as we start.
I love Winnie the Pooh.
I like honey.